Our brother Gary Craig is with us from Belfast, from the Martyrs Memorial. And Gary is a child's evangelist, and he's here to speak at our Children's Day. We do appreciate you coming, brother, and we welcome you again to our evening meeting. And your wife, Joanna, who is with you. Joanna is the fruit of children's work and came to Finnegy, is that right? Years ago, to the children's meetings there, found Christ as her Saviour, and is going on very well with the Lord. So let's always be encouraged by the work that is done among the children and the seed of the gospel that is sown. And let's pray very much for our Sabbath school work and the work among the children of this church. Gary, you're welcome in the Lord's name. May God bless you as you speak to us.
Thank you very much. Boys and girls, moms and dads, I'm glad to be back again with you this evening. Let me just say, first of all, a word of thanks to the Reverend Park for the invitation to come and to share with you at your Children's Day today. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. As you can tell, my wife and I brought the weather with us, and we're glad to be with you here in Ballymoney. And also I want to say a word of thanks to our brother John and his wife Anna, who have very well looked after us today. We've been well fed, and we're glad to be with you again this evening. Now, I've brought something else with me, and I want to ask the boys and girls if you would sit up and fold your arms, first of all. I need your attention now. I want you to listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you tonight. I have brought with me a gift, which really means that somebody here will be taking this home. Okay? Now, let's have a look. I have here an envelope, and the name of the person is in the envelope, but I'm not going to open that yet. I'm just going to set that down. We'll come back to this a little bit later on. Now, I had to shop during the week in order to buy what's in this bag. Does anybody want to guess? This is always a dangerous thing. Does anyone want to guess what shop I went to? What kind of shop? Now, if you go out with your mom on a Saturday, well, my mom used to grab me and trail me around all kinds of different shops. She'd have been in the butchers and she'd have been in the greengrocers. Now, it wasn't the butchers or the greengrocers, I can assure you. Anybody want to guess what kind of shop I was at? Yes? A what? A gift shop? Well, no, it wasn't a gift shop, but you can obviously buy a gift in this kind of shop. Yes? A toy shop? Good guess, wrong answer. But it was a good guess. Toy shop. Yes, this man down here. Faith Mission Bookshop. Well, he's doing a bit of marketing here. Okay. No, it wasn't Faith Mission Bookshop, Biller, or Macaulay's Bookshop. Let me get that in as well. Anybody else want to have a guess? Yes? In the Ballymoney one. I have to confess, it wasn't Ballymoney. Yeah, that's the answer I'm looking for. It was a sweet shop. So, in this bag, I have some sweets now. Put your hand up if you like sweets. Okay, yep, a few hands going up there. All right. Now, boys and girls, the idea of this story is, as we look at each of the items that are in this bag, every time you go to a sweet shop, I want you to remember what you hear tonight. Okay? So, we're going to go through them. See what we have first of all here now. Here we go. Shout out, what's this?
Smarties.
There you go. That's the kind of response we need here. Good, Smarties. Put your hand up if you like Smarties. Good. Now fold your arms again. Smarties. Boys and girls, what do I want to tell you about Smarties? Well, Smarties tell us a lot by the name. Okay? A few years ago, whenever they were advertising Smarties, they used to say, only Smarties have the answer. Okay? And the idea of that, of course, was that if you had Smarties, then you were smart. Now, that's not true, necessarily. But Smarties, the answer is in the name. Boys and girls, the Bible tells us about people who think that they're Smarties. In other words, they think they're smart. In other words, they think they know more than everyone else. Sadly, there are some people today, and when it comes to God's Word, the Bible, the book that God has given. Some people think they even know more than this book. And some people are even prepared to say they will argue against what God has said. I'll give you an example of that. God says in His Word that He created this world, the sun, the moon, the stars, all of our universe, and this planet, in 6 days. But there are those who today will say that it happened some other way. And they will laugh and mock the Bible. And they think that they're smarter. They think that their wisdom is greater than the wisdom of God. And in fact, there are some who would even say there is no God. But the Bible tells us, God tells us in His Word, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. And God's Word gives us good advice. It tells us to be not wise in our own eyes, but to fear the Lord and to depart from evil. So, boys and girls, the next time you're looking at a packet of Smarties in a sweet shop, just remember, true wisdom and true knowledge can only come from God and from His Word. So the first thing we have in the bag is this box of Smarties. Now, you done well at that one. Here's one here, just not so popular these days. Tell me, what's this one? It's a Lion Bar. Yes, now Lion Bars are very nice. Who would rather have a Lion Bar than Smarties? Okay, there's a few there. All right. Now, boys and girls, the Lion Bar. What do we think about when we look at the Lion Bar? Well, there's two things. First of all, boys and girls, God gives us in His Word a warning. For He tells us that our adversary, that's our enemy, the devil, like a roaring lion, he goes around seeking whom he may devour. Now, boys and girls, moms and dads, we all know that the devil's not going to come in here like a roaring lion. And yet, it is in his character, even though you're young, that he wants to destroy your life. How does he destroy our lives? With sin. And the devil's plan, the devil's intention, is to destroy the lives of each and every person here through sin. He would love to tear our lives apart, just as we could imagine a lion would tear us apart. So the devil would love to do this. He would love to destroy us. And of course, we're sinners. And of course, every one of us has broken God's law. But there's something else to think about when we think of this Lion Bar. Because the Bible talks about a man called John. And this man, John, one day God gave to him a vision. And John, in his vision, began to weep. And then a voice spoke to him and said, "Weep not. Behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah." You see, the Bible does describe the devil as a lion, but there is a greater lion. The Lion of the tribe of Judah is the description God's Word gives to our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. One who is greater than the devil. The one who is able to deliver us. Now, boys and girls, the great news is this. Do you see the Lord Jesus Christ? He wants to be with you every day of your life. He wants you to receive Him into your heart, into your life, so that He is able to be with you. And you just imagine what it would be like to have the Lion of the tribe of Judah by your side every day, on your side, helping you day by day. We don't really realize how much we need Him until we start to go through the journey of life, until we start to face the problems and the challenges and the difficulties of life. But boys and girls, the Lord Jesus Christ, He wants to be with us every day. Now, that was the Lion Bar. Let's have a wee look and see what else we have in here. What's this one here? Shout it out nice and loud. You're all wrong. It's not a crunchy. Have a closer look. What does it say? It's a churchy bar. You see that? Now, I admit it looks a bit like a crunchy bar. But this is actually a churchy bar. Slightly different. You ever bought one of these in Ballymoney? No, you see? Well, boys and girls, somebody I hope will be going home with a bag. So if you've never seen a churchy bar before, you'll be going home with one of these tonight. It tastes a lot like a crunchy. Now, why do I have a churchy bar with me? Well, you see, there are some people, and we could say they're very churchy kind of people. Churchy people, what does that mean? Well, it could mean they're good living. They come to church. It's good to come to church. It's good to come to church every week. Sunday morning, Sunday night, prayer meeting. It's good to come to Sunday school, boys and girls. It's good to come to the children's meeting. But you know what? If you're a really good attender at church, it's not good enough to get into heaven. A lot of people today don't think that's very fair. But that's the truth. That's the reality. You see, God tells us in His Word that if we do our best, all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. If we lived the best life we could live, we didn't do anybody any harm, we were good to our neighbors, we tried our best to obey all of the rules and all of the laws, we're still sinners. And you see, being a good person might please a lot of other people. But no matter how good we are, we can't take our sin away. And no matter how churchy a person is, and there's a lot of churchy people in Northern Ireland, but no matter how much we go to church, it isn't enough to wash away our sin. The Bible says that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Why did Jesus die on the cross? Why did God send Him? What is all of that about? Boys and girls, when Jesus died on the cross, He died to save sinners. And by the power of His blood, tonight, our sins can be forgiven and our lives can be changed. So many are trying just to be good, but we need to come just as we are to the Lord. The Bible talks about people who think they're good. But boys and girls, we must come to the Lord as a sinner. Now, we've got the Smarties, the Land Bar, the Churchy Bar. Let's see what else I have in here. Shout this one out. You sure about that? You're right, it is a timeout. Okay? Timeout. Now, well, you don't need to think too hard about the timeout. You see, boys and girls, the Bible tells us a lot about time. We know about how God started time. We know, boys and girls, that He says in His Word, God says in His Word, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. You see, here we are tonight. Some of you are very young. And that's because you were born a lot more recently than some of the other folks that are here tonight. And they're older because they were born longer ago. But we don't have a choice because God appoints us in time. We read about history and about people who lived 100 years ago or 200 years ago. But God has put us here today. And you know what else? He has given us the opportunity in this time to hear the way of salvation. He's given us the opportunity, and He's given you the opportunity again tonight. But you know what God says in His Word? He says, now is the accepted time. He says, today is the day of salvation. And God shows us in His Word that time is running out. And when we think of a time out bar, listen, we need to remember, time is running out. The years can go by oh so quickly. But boys and girls, when we read the Bible has a lot of warnings. And it tells us to look for signs of things that will happen. And we see those signs all around us. One day our Lord Jesus Christ is coming back again. And time is ticking away. And we must prepare. We must be ready. We must be working for Him. And boys and girls and older folks in the meeting tonight, for all of the visitors that are in, if you're not yet saved, then time to get saved is running out. We sometimes think, oh, we've got so much time to do everything. But even our minister tonight was reading a list of people who since last week have left this scene of time. And it can happen suddenly. The Bible says, listen, if you're not saved, the Bible says, God says in His Word, my spirit shall not always strive with man. There'll come a day when the opportunity is no longer there. Time is running out. Now, I've got a time out. This will be a really good bag, you know, to get at the end for somebody. What's this one? You've gone all quiet on me. What's this one? It's a drifter. It's a drifter. Well, what am I going to tell you about a drifter? You know what? There may actually be a drifter in here tonight. Maybe you're in tonight. Maybe one of these boys and girls taking part today have been the reason for you to come. Maybe as you've watched them up at the front singing and taking part, you can remember a day when you did something like this. You sang choruses, you learned verses, you came to Sunday school, and of course even among the boys and girls, listen, the Bible has a word, and the word is backslider, which means someone who used to follow God, but they've now drifted away. And they're no longer following God. The Bible tells us that the backslider is filled with his own ways. Goes his own ways. Maybe there's somebody here and you've spent years going your own way. But when God speaks to you tonight, you know. You've drifted away from following after Him. You're away from where you should be. You've drifted away from what you used to be. And yet God's invitation is to return to the Savior. To come back to the Lord. That's a very simple thought, you know, from a bar of chocolate. But God can speak to your heart. And if there's a drifter here tonight and you've drifted away, listen, why not come back to the Lord? Maybe there's a boy or a girl. And you know that at some stage in your life you trusted in God. But you've drifted away, because it can happen even for some that are young. But there's a way back to the Savior. You can come to Him afresh tonight and ask for forgiveness. And ask for help. And ask for power to live in obedience to His Word. So there's the drifter. Drifters are very nice. Now I'll keep that away from my wife because she likes chocolate. And there's a lot of chocolate in that. Now here come to the last one. I just remove this handkerchief here and see if you recognize what this is. Oh, Ferrero Rocher, eh? Yep. Some of the moms and dads have got their arms folded now. Ferrero Rocher. Now, you might be thinking, what is he going to say about Ferrero Rocher? Well, This one's very simple. I brought all of these other sweets along tonight, these bars of chocolates and sweets, for different reasons, but I brought this one for a very simple reason. I brought Ferrero Rocher because it's my favourite. You know what? It didn't used to be my favourite. Do you know how it happened? It happened when I tasted it. You see, before I tasted it, I didn't know what it tasted like. But when I tasted it, then I knew it was my favourite. And you see, boys and girls, the Bible tells us this, that when it comes to salvation, when it comes to following God, and when it comes to being a Christian, God's word says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. And you could be here tonight, young or old, and you could be saying, you know what, I've enjoyed coming to Children's Day and I've listened to what's been said, and that's all right for other people, but it wouldn't suit me. I'm not that kind of person. My life couldn't accommodate that kind of thing. That's not for me. That life is not my life. Listen, there's no person sitting in this meeting tonight who's saved. And they would have thought that too. But you know what we find? If we come to the Saviour and we just give our lives over to Him, we will taste and see that the Lord is good. And He's able to change the life of all those who come and trust in Him. Now, we've got the Ferrero Rocher. We've got the Drifter. We've got the Timeout. What was this one called again? Okay, got the Churchy Bar. Got the Lion Bar, and we've got the Smarties. Now, you can even keep the bag. I like that wee bag. But it's time to find out who is going to get it. Now, boys and girls, I have to explain something to you so you understand this, because this is an important part of the lesson. I bought this, okay? It's been paid for. I'm telling you that for a reason. The gift is for person's name. What does that say? Whosoever. That's a Bible word. But I think it's a word that you would have heard before. Whosoever. Okay? Whosoever. Can anybody tell me who is whosoever? Who is whosoever? This boy? Anyone? You think so? Do you think you're whosoever? Put your hand up if you think you are whosoever. Okay? Now, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I have brought along this gift, and it is for whosoever. And the boy who has answered me tonight has correctly answered, whosoever is everyone. So, put your hand up if you are whosoever. All right, wee problem here. There's a whole lot of people over here think it doesn't include them. Put your hand up if you think you're whosoever. Right across the meeting, just that's helped the boys and girls out here so we all know this. Whosoever is all of us. Okay? All right, now you can put your hands down. And we'll keep talking with the boys and girls here. Now, the gift, does it have a value? Yes, it does. It's worth something. Who would like this gift? Okay, right? There you go. That proves it has a value. It's for whosoever. Put your hand up if you think you're the whosoever. Okay? So it's for whosoever. You don't have to buy it because it's been paid for. Someone else paid for it. So, I have brought it the whole way from Belfast. Here tonight, I have produced a name tag which says it's for whosoever. So, put your hand up if you'd like it. Put your hand up if you think you're whosoever. So here's my question. If you are whosoever and you want it, why have you not got it? Yes? Because I paid for it. Is there anybody here from Ballymena? It's for whosoever. And it's free. Now, I don't want to have to take it home. It's free and it's for whosoever. And you all have said, put your hand up if you think you're whosoever. Yeah. So here it is. It's free. It's for whosoever. Put your hand up if you want it. You're whosoever. You want it. I've brought it the whole way from Belfast. I've set it on this table. You want it, but you don't have it. Why don't you have it? Hello. What's your name?
Timothy.
Are you whosoever? Well, if I were you, I wouldn't stand there for too long. Timothy.
Yeah.
What's your second name?
McGurk.
Timothy McGurk. You're a very smart man. Are you whosoever?
Yes.
Those chocolates, sweets, bars of chocolate, they're for whosoever. Is that you?
Yes.
Well, then you take them back down to your seat. Give them a wee clap. Well, boys and girls, listen. You might be saying, I wish I'd gone up and got those. And you know what? If you'd have got up before Timothy McGurk, you'd have them. But you don't. Did you want them? Yes, you did. Were you the whosoever? Yes. But you don't have the gift because you never took it. Tonight, that gift was there for one person. But boys and girls, the whosoever that God talks about, for God so loved the world. Let's take another verse of the Bible. That He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know what? We're not going to do it. But you see, if I asked in this meeting tonight how many people here would like to go to heaven, well, if you thought about it and you answered the question, I'm sure everyone with any sense would say yes. If we ask tonight who would like God's greatest gift, the gift of everlasting life, you would say yes. And maybe if you read the verses in the Bible that have this word whosoever in them, then you would say, yes, that is me. But God's gift is freely available to all who will receive it. And it might be that tonight God has spoken to you to remind you afresh that you are whosoever, and that if you come and receive the gift of everlasting life, you will be guaranteed a home in heaven, and that you will have a Savior who saves from all sin, who forgives every sin, and who changes people's lives. But you know, most of the boys and girls here wanted the gift and they didn't get it. And it could be that out of this congregation tonight, there could be those who would like God's greatest gift. And it's freely available to everyone tonight. But there will come a time when it will be too late. And so we are reminded to come to the Saviour when He calls. And if He's speaking to you tonight, young boy or girl, or older person, don't put it off. Come in His time and receive the greatest gift, the gift of everlasting life. I'm going to hand back over now to the Reverend Park. Thank you.